Monica Stone King is the communications director for the American Red Cross Michigan. Do I have that title correct, Monica?
It's for the Great Lakes region, but you are correct.
All right, for the Great Lakes region. Now, when I talked with Monica yesterday, she sounded like Britney a couple days ago with the Demi Moore voice going on. You sound a lot better.
Well, I feel a lot better, but I'm still a little raspy, but I'll get through this.
All right, how the heck do you get sick at the end of summertime? How'd that happen?
It's bad timing, of course, so you can't enjoy the last beautiful days in Michigan, but it's okay. I'm surviving.
Well, let's talk about the Red Cross. There was a strike. It lasted for a few days, but there seems to be a resolution that was found, and on Saturday, both sides are going to get back and try and find a resolution to get a contract. Tell me what happened. The Red Cross union workers decided to go on strike. Take it from there.
Right. We've actually been negotiating for more than 3 years with our Teamsters and OPEIU union representatives. And on Friday, we did come to a resolution. Both sides came to the table so that we were able to put on the Spirit of America blood drive on September 11th, which is the largest single-day blood drive on that day to honor the victims of the terrorist attacks and their family members. However, we did receive notice just a couple hours afterwards from union representatives that they do intend to go on strike again on Wednesday, September 21st. And this is the third strike notice in 15 months that we've received from our union representatives. So the Red Cross is very disappointed. We thought that we had made progress. We were excited that we came to a resolution on Friday, what we thought was a resolution, only to be served with an intent to strike a few hours later. So we're disappointed. We are going to the table on September 17th and hope to come to a resolution before the 21st. But it is important to note that we have, just in the past couple days, the American Red Cross has come to a resolution with, has solved 8 contracts with other regions, with other union representatives. And the Great Lakes region, our union representatives for this region, are holding out. And it's very disappointing that, to know that we are coming to resolutions in other regions, but our union representatives here are not accepting the proposals that the Red Cross are putting forward.
All right, Monica, it sounds like the Red Cross selfishly decided to bring the workers back because it was the biggest blood drive of the year.
We can't tell union members when to come back to work. It's their decision when they come back to work. We can't tell them when they can go on strike. They tell us when they intend to strike. So we definitely wanted to put that drive on, but every blood drive is important. We need to collect about 700 units of blood just in our region to help meet the needs of the hospital patients that we serve. So yes, it is the largest blood drive, but we were going to hold that event regardless if we were able to hold a blood drive or not. The Michigan International Speedway has done a fantastic job of honoring that day and remembering that day. So it's a whole event where there is basically a museum with news artifacts and videos and everything from that day. They have flags, one for every victim of the attacks, and a racetrack experience where you get to ride around the tracks. Our donors were still invited to come out to receive their goodie bag, free lunch, and experience the experience. So, yeah, it would have been a hit to the blood supply, but any strike, it is a hit to the blood supply, because whenever you're not able to collect blood, that's blood that is needed for patients. So, again, it's the union representatives that decide when they go on strike. It's the union representatives that decide if they don't go on strike. So,
all right.
To clarify that.
All right, Monica. Well, the Red Cross did pay the folks when for wages for when they were on strike. You, in good faith, you paid those folks and you told them that you would go back to the table. So this is a good thing.
We hope so. September 17th, we'll learn more then. It is our talk September 17th through the 20th. So, again, when we get a notice that they intend to strike on the 21st, that raises concern that they're not coming to the table with open minds, that they already have decided to go out on the 21st. But we are optimistic. We are hoping, after all the talks that we've had in the past couple weeks, that we are able to both sides come to the table with open minds, open to discussion, and come to a resolution, because working for more than 3 years without a contract, we can't do that anymore. So we need to have this resolved, and we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that it's fair and both sides are heard.
Joe Lance from IPEIU Local 459 was on the program this morning, and he was very optimistic, although he thinks that this deal could have been done years ago, but he believes the Red Cross has been trying to bust up unions all over the country.
Well, that's not the case. Again, we just resolved contracts, eight contracts just in the past couple of days, but we've resolved contracts in the past 3 years peacefully and without any incidents throughout the country. So we're not union busters, but we do have to be able to provide the same benefits to one group of employees that we are able to provide for another group of employees. So right now in the Great Lakes region, the sticking point is the health care benefits. And again, we are not able to offer our union members a health care plan that we can't offer our non-union employees. So that's what's been discussed for the past 3 years, and that's going to be continued to be discussed. But other regions throughout the country, the union members and the Red Cross members have come to the table and have come to resolution. So we're hoping that we do the same thing here in the Great Lakes region finally.
Joe said that they came back from the strike, even though there's still a strike date on. He's hoping that they don't have to use that. From your perspective, Monica, from the Red Cross's perspective, why isn't a deal getting done? Is it benefits? Is it money? What is it?
Well, again, it's the wages and health care benefits. We cannot, right now, our union employees are working under a health care plan that has phenomenal rates. They are fantastic. But we all were asked to make concessions a couple of years ago. We went to a national health care plan. But one of the options in that health care plan provides 90% employee-only coverage and 80% employee-family coverage, which is better than a lot of for-profit companies are offering their employees. So, again, the non-union staff members bought into the plan, and we cannot allow union members to work under a separate plan. We can't afford it. So that is the sticking point.
All right, Monica, we're going to stay in touch. Hopefully we'll find some resolution soon. Thanks so much for coming
thank
on the
you.
Program. Glad you feel better.
Well, thank you so much, and we hope to come to a resolution as well so that we don't have to talk about this next time.
Enjoy your day.
All right, thank you. You too.